From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There are reports of a violent attack in Sudan's Darfur region. The United Nations says 7 UN peacekeepers were killed yesterday in an ambush. About 200 gunmen, some on horseback, others in SUVs, attacked the peacekeeping unit. The ensuing gun battle lasted more than 2 hours. And NPR's Gwen Tompkins is in Nairobi, and she joins us now. Gwen, do we know any more details about this?
A few more details, actually, Michelle. UNAMID, the Joint United Nations African Union Peacekeeping Force, has been rather circumspect about handing out details on this incident, in large part because details are hard to come by. But what we know is that this patrol, which is stationed on this lonely road between El Fasher, which is the capital of North Darfur, and Niala, which is the capital of South Darfur, was on a patrol yesterday afternoon. They were looking into a report that there had been an attack earlier on some soldiers in the area. These are probably former rebel soldiers, and they were investigating that report. On their way back, they were attacked by the force that you're talking about. From what we understand, this force was more than three times the number of peacekeepers who were in the convoy yesterday afternoon on that road.
Any idea who the attackers were? Does the fact that they're on horseback provide any clues as to who they might be?
Well, Michelle, it's a good question, because 2 years ago, if you had asked that question, if you had seen that that there were gunmen on horseback who were attacking an international peacekeeping force, then it would have been fair to assume that those were Janjaweed militia forces. Today, the situation is completely different. So many of the participants in the fighting over the past 5 years have split. The factions have factioned off. There used to be four or five major rebel groups who were at work in North Darfur. Now there are, some say there's an infinite number, simply because they have split among themselves, and they're seeking, in each smaller group, is seeking to rearm itself, and they target the UNAMID force as well as humanitarian organizations to get that equipment.
So it sounds like they've turned to banditry to actually to try to finance themselves. Gwen, let me ask you this. The joint force that came under attack, this is a peacekeeping unit. Would they have been equipped to handle this kind of attack?
From what I understand, from what UNAMID told me earlier today, there were three armored personnel vehicles with the convoy. Those are the sort of those huge tank-looking vehicles that have weapons mounted on the top of them. They tend to roll with many of the patrols for this very reason. But it's fair to believe that they were not only outmanned, but they were outgunned. And UNAMID is also reporting that the 200 gunmen were heavily armed.
When might UNAMID expect some sort of reinforcement?
Michelle, they have been waiting. They have been waiting. The UNAMID force is authorized to be as large as 26,000 peacekeepers. And right now, only 8,000. And that's generous. Only 8,000 are on the ground. They are awaiting the arrival of four battalions. So what the UNAMID officer told me today when I spoke with him was that he's hoping that at the very least, yesterday's incident underscores to the international community the need for more countries to offer their peacekeeping forces to the UNAMID force and to try to get to Darfur as quickly as possible.
I've been speaking to NPR's Gwen Tompkins. She's in Nairobi. Gwen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Michelle.